All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Well, good evening. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. We are going to talk about something a little somber today, but I think it's something that bears mentioning at this point. We're going to talk about concentration camps in Australia and in other countries, but mainly we're going to focus on Australia, and then we're going to go down a trip down memory lane for a little bit, and then I'm just going to, you know, ramble on about what I think may happen in our country in the United States, and we're going to just see where this goes. So tonight, what I've seen so far is I saw a medical practitioners in Australia who wanted to penalize a woman who was in one of these COVID concentration camps for those who are affected by COVID or considered extremely infectious. And they wanted to fine this woman $5,000 because she dared walk off her balcony of her little cabin thing that she was sequestered into for up to 23 hours a day. And what was interesting was the medical staff there, they said they're just doing their job. They don't want any problems with anybody. They just want people to follow the rules. And it's very important for the health and safety of everybody that we just follow the rules and do as we're told. And don't go to that fence again, especially without a mask, and dare talk to anybody. Or we're gonna go ahead and just fine you $5,000. What in the hell is wrong with us? Do we not recall history? Do we not recall what started back in January in 1933 in Germany? As soon as Adolf Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany in 1933, he started building concentration camps. Now, I want you to consider this. Hitler claimed at the beginning that it was more about those who opposed the Nazi policy. But then he started imprisoning people because of their political beliefs. Eventually, throughout all of Germany and Poland and other parts of Europe, these concentration camps / death prisons started popping up everywhere. Over 1,000 were constructed. And hundreds of thousands died. Or more. By 1941, they began to use the concentration camps to kill those who were not the ideal members of their society. Now, the Germans said that it was because, you know, you had to be blonde-haired or blue-eyed, couldn't be Jewish, and that you had to be Christian. Well, I'll have you know right now that a lot of the members of the Catholic hierarchy were supporters of it. Now, the Pope of Rome at that point in time, the new Pope, I don't remember his name, but he was a younger man. He opposed it, and because of that, he was under constant fear that Mussolini or the Nazis, more especially the SS, would end up having him assassinated. And I believe an assassination attempt did happen once or twice on him. But he did vehemently oppose the Nazi party and oppose their concentration camps. So, how many of our people of faith that are leaders in these communities or opposing the concentration camps for the COVID victims? I would really like to know. What really would like to see just how many of these men and women of God really oppose this, because when we start to have concentration camps pop up in this country, let's just see how angry the average day-by-day American, let alone the Christians, or the Muslims, or the Hindus, or the Buddhists, or whoever, let's see what the American citizens think about it. We fought a very long, bloody war where millions of people died in that war because of actions like this from a country. Would we tolerate the same actions from our own government? Right now, we're tolerating those actions from governments around the world because it's all in an effort to protect people and to save people. Yet, from what I'm seeing in some countries around the world, you are being forcibly removed from your dwelling, denied your rights, and then imprisoned in these concentration-style camps. You know, you're not under, from what I've seen, I haven't seen too much of this, even though I've tried looking for it. I haven't seen roving guards with dogs. I haven't seen the SS out there goose-stepping around and bayoneting people or forcing people to work to death. But how far are we away from that happening? You know, I mean, when these people are locked up for so long, for, you know, indefinite, honestly, there is no real timeline for how long they're going to be there until they, you know, appease the government and I guess just take their shots or whatever. When will they start issuing those people different orders of work to start doing? You know, who knows? That's going to be interesting because, man, we're going to be falling right in line with 1933 if we start seeing that. So I'm a bit of a history buff, and I thought I would talk a little bit about the Nazi concentration camps. So the concentration camps were an integral part of the Nazi Germany party. Between the years of 1933 and 45, the concentration camps were not exactly a camp, like what Hillary Clinton said. You know, we should have fun camps that we send all the adults to that don't agree with the Democratic Party, and then we should have all the Democrats run it. That's a little Nazi, if you ask me. Oh, these people, they truly make me laugh. No, concentration camps were prisons. Some of them were legitimate death camps. Some of them were work camps. Some of them were used to build the V2 rocket that almost leveled London. Just consider that. You have to understand that the depravity of man at times knows no bounds. We have seen people go after political parties or persons of interest or persons of faith or of different races and try to exterminate them because of opposing differences. Now, I don't believe you should be forced to take a shot. I don't believe the government has the right to tell you that you should be force vaccinated. And I think anybody who tells me that you're going to come and get the military or law enforcement and rip me out of my home, deprive me of my rights, and force me down to take this COVID vaccine, well, my friends, don't go down that road with me. Don't go down that road with America. Because that is a long, bloody road. And we don't want to see that in this country. I don't want to see that. But I will welcome you to a 2X fist right in your mouth if anyone tried doing that to me or my family. And I would say the same thing and applaud anybody who did the same thing. Nobody has the right to take you out of your home and force vaccinate you. We are not dogs. And this government doesn't have the right to treat people like dogs. And governments around other countries don't have the right to treat their citizens like dogs. If there was really some sort of an infectious disease that was wiping out the populations around the world, and we were dying by the millions every month, maybe, just maybe, we could get together and talk about that, discuss that, break down the pros and cons. But to have a politically appointed scientist, Dr. Fauci, who does gain-of-function research that created this freaking virus, I can't cuss, so I'm sorry. I'm really trying not to. But who created this freaking virus, that's who says who should be vaccinated and who shouldn't. At this point, they just say everybody should be vaccinated. Well, what's in the vaccines? They obviously don't stop COVID. So if they don't stop COVID, why in the hell do you want to vaccinate me? That's like saying, well, we need to take every gun from every American citizen so no one ever gets killed by guns again. Excuse me, my guns don't get out of my safe and go and mass murder people. Evil people do that. Criminals do that. But we seem to be languishing in our halls of Congress, surrounded by law enforcement and men with and women with guns and the ability to shoot you even though you're not armed, and then come up with every excuse in the world why that man should not be prosecuted. I'm talking about Ashley Babbitt when she was murdered. But instead of cover all that up, we'll just send the Gestapo police, which is now the FBI, out after everybody who had anything to do with it. Disregard everything that happened in 2020 with all the riots, with all the terrorism. Disregard all of that. But anyone who showed up on the Capitol Hill or anyone who had anything involved with that, the federal government's going to come pay you a visit. Kiss my ass. I don't give two damns about anything that these politicians care about, let alone their COVID research, because their research is politically guided. And it destroyed our economy. It divided our country. Once again, here we go. Here's another Omicron variant. Hey, what about Epsilon? Since now the WHO and CDC want to use the Roman, or excuse me, the Greek alphabet to start labeling all these new variants. What about these two? Because you went from Delta, and then you skipped Nu, and then you skipped G, and then you went straight to Omicron. Well, we can't have the new variant. We can't have the G variant, because that might offend Xi Jinping of China, the communist dictator of China, who has people, tens of thousands of people, of a certain faith, of Christian and of Muslim, or anyone who doesn't like the communist government, in real-life concentration camps, and actually has slavery factories where people are being forced to make the goods that you play with and your kids play with. We don't want to offend the communists. I mean, excuse me, the Chinese. I am here to offend you. I'm here to ruffle your feathers. I'm here to pull you out of your tortoise shell and show you the light, ladies and gentlemen. We have a nation divided. We do not have a United States anymore. We have a government of the United States, because apparently the government seems to think that it runs the United States now, and it can tell you what to do, and we, the people, can't do a damn thing about it. Piss on that. I don't care who I offend anymore. I don't care if you like me or not. This is not right. You're violating people's rights around the world over this almost fictitious disease that the fictitious part is what the politicians tell me and the scientists tell me. The disease within itself is dangerous. It is deadly. It has real life-changing consequences to it. My wife lost half her hair from the damn thing. I was very sick from it. People have died from it. But you know what people also have died for? Malpractice from our medical professionals for not issuing out ivermectin or whatever else was actually good for us. Instead, they wanted to put you in the hospital and keep you there till you died because they got paid $45,000 a patient for it. But the White House press briefing won't take that. They won't take that question. You'll never see Doug Thornton on Fox News. You'll never see me on mainstream media because they won't have me because I'm not controllable. I will ask the question they don't want to answer. That is the question that America wants answered. You know what that question really is? How far is the U.S. government willing to go now to control the virus? Are you really willing to put people in concentration camps like in New Zealand or in Europe or in Australia or soon to be Canada? Are we really ready for the gulag? Do we not have other options? Do we not have anything else that we can do that can save lives, that can stop the virus? The damn masks don't work. They've never worked. And even when you were wearing the mask, you know what they ended up telling us? Well, you can get it through your eyes now. So what's the fallacy of the mask? Why have a mask mandate? Why have people sit 6 feet apart from each other everywhere and shut down mom and pop businesses while the big box store and billionaire stores that are out there in the food chain restaurants get to stay open? No answers for that one. Walmart was open the entire time. So was Home Depot. They weren't penalized by it. COVID was such a dangerous problem, we were willing to destroy the country, while at the same time, we had politicians that were cheering on the burning down of your cities. And they didn't care who died. They didn't care whose business or whose home or what person was maimed or killed or if anything that you owned that was destroyed. You know what they really cared about? Kyle Rittenhouse standing up for himself. Kyle Rittenhouse defending himself. They really cared about that one. They showed their ass on that trial to try and take that boy and put him in prison and make an example out of him. And it was just another goal to try and take away your Second Amendment. That's really what it came down to. God bless Kyle Rittenhouse. I would rather see more kids like Kyle Rittenhouse trying to scrub graffiti off a wall and willing to defend himself against four different felons who tried to kill him. A 17-year-old kid was viciously attacked by four felons. One was a communist. Jump kick man had a long record. The other one, the skateboarder guy, wrong place, wrong time, still a criminal, still attacked somebody, still struck somebody in the head with a hard object. And if you're in law enforcement, you know what that means. That means he could have potentially killed him. And if you were around watching that happen, watching someone being struck in the head with a hard object repeatedly, and you shot that person, you would have been justified. Why wasn't Kyle Rittenhouse? Now let's talk about the fourth guy. A serial rapist. A serial rapist was in prison for over a dozen years. And we mourned that man. The left has chosen their side, ladies and gentlemen. They have chosen the side of evil. We're going to keep talking about this after this break. I'm hot tonight. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for my language. I'll try and control it when we come back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton, occasionally known as Wrecker. Please check out episode 12 for anyone who's interested in some cool guy tactical gear. If you're in the market and you're needing to know, you know, what type of gear is out there that the professionals like to use. I did have a very long, exhaustive list. It ended up being 4.5 hours of research and 3 full pages of stuff. Plus, you know, some of my buddies that I used to work with threw in some ideas that they like as well, and I hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions, you know, just reach out to, you know, law enforcement or veterans or whoever it's out there. I strongly suggest that you get yourself prepared, because I think if we continue to go the rate we are, we're going to have a civil war. I hate saying that every day, because I'm a father with 4 kids, and I don't want my kids to experience that. And there are a lot of people out there who jump up and down and cheer and chant war and fighting and, you know, all this great stuff and all these cool memes and these great quotes. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been in that environment before, if you've never seen the aftermath of war, you don't want it where you live. Only the inexperienced at war want war. Now, I'm not going to back down. And I don't want to bring that part of me back. But there are plenty of men like me who have this experience and don't want to have to relive it. But God forbid, when you make the righteous man draw his sword, we are not, at that point in time, we will not be there for peace. Brothers of the sword only know how to do one thing well when it comes down to it. For whatever reason, that's just the way God made us. I do my best to be a peaceful man. I do my best to plow my swords into, or to beat my swords into plowshares. But, you know, we have people in our country right now who say things and who are doing things that make me take my weapons out every now and then and make sure they're still cleaned. And I still do some function checks and a little bit of drills here and there just to make sure I'm not rusty. Because I don't trust the way America is going. I don't I don't trust the direction that we're going anymore. I want to say that we can recover from this, but I mean, we're not even a year into Biden's administration. And you even have people on the left who are saying, I think we're going to have a civil war. Well, one surefire way to have civil war is to have concentration camps. That's one way to do it. That's a surefire way to do it. To drag people out of their homes by force based off of health and safety and security, or because they're a national threat to the homeland or to this administration. I've seen the excuses, and I know what they mean. It's a we versus them. That's not the way America should be. Sorry, I'm on my soapbox tonight. I'm a little pissed off. I don't like seeing my country going through what it's going through. I don't like to see people around the world being victimized by their governments, because you would think that we would be beyond that now. You would think that we would look back to the Nazi regime, the terror of the concentration camps and of the SS, and you would think we would have learned our lesson. Evidently not. Six million Jews died from the German concentration camps during the Holocaust. A lot of this happened because of Hitler's beliefs. A lot of it happened because people were in the way of the Nazi party. You gotta understand, if you apply that to now, replace the Jews that were exterminated with people who are refusing to go along with this government's medical practices, and then start inserting all the different variations of groups who were also thrown into the concentration camps by the Nazis. Criminals, gypsies, different ethnic races that the Germans considered unworthy. And when I say Germans, I want to say strictly the Nazis, because I don't think all Germans thought that way. Disabled people. Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, homosexuals. They went after anybody that they ended up disliking, to include other Nazis. And they were guarded because the SS ended up taking over the security for these concentration camps. They were guarded by a satanic occult army. Yes, you heard that right. The Nazis, not only were they Satanists, not only were they all different types of pagan worshiping occultists, I mean, they did some insane demonic rituals. But the SS party took it another level. The SS Temple of Doom, you know, they had seances in there. Supposedly they would cut off the heads of certain looking German officers, I believe. Like up to 13 of them, and in the middle they'd have this big pile orgy, and they'd do all this crazy stuff trying to summon powers from other dimensions. Yeah, this is literally recorded history. That's the same group of people who also ran the concentration camps. Okay, so let's back that up a little bit. Now we have a government of leftists. I think her name was Abrima Bravonic. I probably just really butchered that name, but she was the witch while Trump was in, and I think Obama was in, that was going around doing all the satanic rituals, writing in blood and fecal matter, and, she was showing up at all these different, celebrity weddings and parties and occult parties, and she was really big on cannibalism for some reason. Come on, guys, that's the same. We're talking about the same group of people who invited that woman into their homes, who were also members of the federal government. The federal government. And these are the same celebrities who say, make sure you take your shot, or you'll be ostracized, or you'll be Auschwitz-sized, however you want to say it now. This is what we call a slippery slope. We start down this descent with these lockdowns, and then the masks, and then the restrictions from other countries, and then the restrictions from states, and then the restrictions from your home to go out and just be a normal person. You can't even visit your family anymore. You can't fly domestically or internationally. Then they wanted to like set up COVID checkpoints in New York. You know, we've heard the whole COVID passport thing. Here's your papers. Make sure you have your yellow star because you refuse to take the vaccine. We are going down a very slippery slope, America. I hope you're ready. I really do. I hope you're ready for this. Because we have the right people in charge of our government. We have the right kind of people in charge of our government who seem to be more than willing to repeat what Nazi Germany did. Now, we don't have concentration camps in this country yet. And I do say yet. But we do have the Gestapo. We do have a radical ideologue as the leader of this country. We might as well just stop calling Biden, the president. Just start calling him the chancellor. Start calling him the Fuhrer. We voted these people in. Maybe not Biden. I don't want to go down that road. But we voted these people, and these people are a very small group of people who run our country. And they have a fanatical regime of people that follow them, that run the industry of the country and of the world. And many of you work for them. How do we stop it? How do we stop tyranny that is afoot? I have probable cause all day long that criminal activity is afoot. Dr. Fauci openly lied multiple times now to Congress. And so did many of these other elitists. No one's been arrested. No one's been fined yet. Dr. Fauci hasn't spent, 4 months in an isolation cell yet. Even though he may have killed millions of people through his gain of research or gain of function research, but he doesn't get penalized like someone who, by using the First Amendment, addressed their grievances to the government to the point that they were pissed off enough to go onto the Capitol steps and to barge in and let you know it. If they wanted to burn the Capitol down, if they wanted to destroy it, they had the people to do it. They would have done it. We're not even going to get off into the rabbit hole that the FBI more or less led the charge and hyped everything up. Of course, that's all sealed documents. All those wiretaps that are being, quietly erased, and all the task force that were involved in that entire fiasco. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. I think you people have had enough of that for a while. Many people lived in countries that Hitler's Nazi regime overtook during World War II. Many of those who survived had escaped and moved to the United States. Are we going to start having Americans exiting our country and going to other countries to escape this regime. That's going to be interesting, isn't it? Over 200,000 people with disabilities died during a euthanasia program at the hands of the Nazis. If we didn't really know exactly what the extreme side effects of the vaccines were, could we have potentially just euthanized millions of people? Even if it wasn't immediate, we don't know what it's going to do next year to you. We don't know what it's going to do in a couple years to you. But I will say this, I have many of my friends who are veterans who said, while I was in the military, I had all different types of, vaccines and shots given to me. I survived that. Made you sicker than a dog. So I'll just take these shots because, I got this good job and I can't lose it. I don't have anything else to fall back on. That is absolute crap. There is always jobs out there. There's always something for you to do. What ends up happening is you, who agreed to do that, who originally, those of you who said, I'd never get the vaccine, they'd never tell me what to do. My body, my choice. And then you ended up capitulating and getting the vaccine anyway. You backed out of your word. You were easily manipulated through fear and peer pressure. You went and got the shot. You have no idea what that is going to do to you. Supposedly, every rat during the research that received these shots have died. And I have asked that question before to my superiors while I was still in DHS. You know what I got? Nah. I don't worry about that. And they just laugh. Well, excuse me. You don't worry about that. Well, that's good. That's great. I do worry about that. I do care about living. I do care if I get some sort of a severe cancer or disease or heart murmurs or brain cancer or, some sort of bone mass disease. There's all different kinds of stuff that can happen from these Frankenstein, like vaccines. And they can't tell you definitively if it will or will not happen. Where is the vaccine insert? The warning of what the side effects are? Did anybody get that? Did anyone get the chance to look at that? If you did, please let me know. But as far as I know, no one has. It wasn't even approved by the FDA when you were getting these shots. You bunch of jackasses. You don't even know what it's going to do to you. You don't even know what's in the shot. Trust the government, they say. We're here to help. Trust the government. I do not trust my government, and I worked for them since I was 18. But that's why I'm a problem. That's why I couldn't be there anymore. I was getting ready to be a supervisor on a special operations team that I was on. It's going to be cool. Going to be a cool title to have. I gave all that up. I gave up retirement. I gave up a six-figure income, a bunch of toys, some cool guys. Gave it all up because I knew in my heart, this is wrong. Something is really wrong here. And now we have the left completely taking over the government. I can't be a, I told myself I cannot be a part of what's fixing to start happening. Now, I'm not going to go into premonition dreams and prophetic dreams that I've had or that other people have had. I'm sure millions of people have had prophetic dreams about, you know, eventually what's going to happen in this country. But I just felt in my heart that God was telling me this is the time to separate. Son, you need to leave. Don't look back. And you know what? Whenever I was surrendering all my gear and I was turning everything back over, I felt this huge weight leave me. Like if I have been carrying this element of darkness and weight that was on my shoulders for years, and stepping away from the government and whatever is spiritually in charge of the government, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what you want to call it. Would you call it some sort of a I don't want to say that it felt like a demon was running the government. But if you could see the divide within the government, if you could see the hatred in some people's eyes, like I did, if you could hear the little whisperings and the little rumors and the little side glances and side remarks, then you would realize, holy shit, we are not on the same side. We are not on the same team. We all agreed to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to be law enforcement officers and protect the civilian populace. But I don't think my neighbor across from me feels the same way. Now, while he's rambling about, well, you know, white supremacists this, and, you know, these damn Republicans that, and Christians this, and I started realizing I may be a good guy in a corrupt government, but if I'm still working in the corrupt government, how long will I still be considered the good guy? Just like some of the guards that started off in these concentration camps were police officers. And I believe they were Austrian police officers. There's a story on them. I don't have the book in front of me, but I will tell it to you tomorrow. I will let you know what it is tomorrow, because I think everybody needs to read it. But originally, these officers were just doing their job, just doing as they were told, just guarding what they were told to be security risks, flight risks, people that were criminals or the criminally insane or the unwanted people of the society. And then they started to accept the torture and the torment. And then they started to be involved in it. And it gets very dark from there. Once you start to think of people as something below a person because they're different than you, the depravity of man knows no depths. Once you believe someone is subhuman to you, that they are a problem with the species that needs to be culled, we are politely going down that path right now. Politely. Now, we have governments that are very polite. You know, hey, if you're sick and in COVID and, you know, we're going to shut everything down and you can't go outside and you can't protest us either, because we're the government. We're here to help. We know what's best for you. We're going to destroy your business. We're going to destroy your income. We're going to ostracize you from your family and from society. We're going to suspend you from your freedom and from any activity that you normally involve yourself with on a day-by-day basis. And then we're going to put you in these camps because you still won't listen. But we're here to help. We love you. We want you to succeed in life. We want you to be safe and safe for others. And, you know, we don't want you to harm grandma down the street because you refuse to wear a mask or you refuse to take a vaccine. How much longer until it's, well, you're going to take the vaccine or you're not leaving the camp? I think we're all going to be really shocked in about 3 to 5 years when people start dying from this vaccine more than they already are. There are already hundreds and thousands of people who are dying because of blood clots from these vaccines. I don't think we can call them vaccines anymore if they don't even protect you from the disease, but they are killing you. I don't want to say it's euthanization, but damn, it kind of feels that way at times. Concentration camps were used for several purposes. Several different purposes. Theodor Eich created the concentration camp system and even ran a school where he trained people towards leading them. Most belong to the Deadheads unit, referred to as the SS, which is where they chose many of the guards. They trained the men in several different ways on how to run the concentration camps. All knew how to kill innocent human beings. Even those who ran labor camps were taught to kill those who had lost their usefulness to the state. Not their usefulness to society, but to the state. Here are the different types of concentration camps. And then we're going to have to go to a break. Labor camps. Within these camps, they would sort people based on ability. They killed those who were sick or disabled because of their inability to work. Those who were capable of manual labor would work sunrise to sundown with very little food and water. Once a person showed signs of illness, they would die, either execution style or however those in charge felt was fit. Eventually, most brought into a labor camp would either contract a disease or die due to intense labor and little nourishment. Gassing. Many concentration camps had gas chambers where they would bring a line of unsuspecting people into a room. They would then seal the place off and fill the room with poisonous gases that they were experimenting with. Auschwitz was one of the most famous concentration camps. It was set up specifically for this purpose. The gas room was right underneath the crematorium. Once they gassed the people, they would send the bodies in an elevator straight up towards the crematorium. Chelmno, the first concentration camp, used this method. Most places to gas the people would use exhaust from a truck from the carbon dioxide, and it would turn the bodies pink. And the Nazis had a really good laugh about that one. Here's one. Mass shooting. Another form that the SS soldiers chose to do to kill many by the masses was by shooting Jews and other groups. One notorious camp who used this method was Majdanek. I cannot pronounce this word. On November 3rd and 4th, 17 to 18,000 people died in one day through mass shooting. It was so well known that they even named the mass shooting the Harvest Feast, or the German name Erntefest. Erntefest is also included other mass shootings in the Lublin area. The total body count was believed to be around 40,000. Unfortunately, this was not an isolated incident. And this form was used in other concentration camps as well. And what they would do is they would make the fit who were still able to work dig mass graves. And then they would have men and women and children put themselves naked in mass graves and they would shoot them. And then they would have those who dug the graves fill the bodies with lye and then cover them with dirt. And then they would be marched to their own mass grave and be shot. So the German soldiers had very little work to do with covering their bodies. Medical testing extermination camps. Some felt they were noble because they exterminated through medical testing. These facilities would do medical testing experiments. To test these medical experiments, they would give those who lived in the camps a disease, then try to cure it and see if it worked. They knew many of these supposed cures would fail and were not disheartened by the loss of people when these cures did not work. Most died from the diseases the doctors infected the patients with. Throughout all these medical testings, there were no cures found for any known disease. Let's not forget Dr. Mengele and the experiments that he would do on children or upon Jews, torturing them to death, freezing them to death, just to see how long the human body takes to freeze or to die during a fire, or to see how much a human body could take until it was crushed or drowned or electrocuted or sewing twins together, taking eyes out of people, dismembering people, children. Now, I'm sorry, a lot of this stuff is really hard to talk about. That's history. Those were concentration camps. We're saying the same lingo right now across the world in Western societies who fought against the Germans, and now they have concentration camps. Where have we gone? Because we have obviously gone outside of our minds to think that what we're doing right now not only is effective, but is moral. We're going to go for a short break, and we will wrap this up right afterwards.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left a thousand Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And we're back. We don't have very much time left. This is American Vindicta. I took you down a little stroll down memory lane today of history. We're going to have parts, hopefully every week, where we're going to have some discussions of history. And I'm going to start reciting articles and materials that are not really taught to kids anymore, because I don't want us to repeat bloody pasts. And I don't want us to forget how far we have come as a society. The Nazi concentration camps were a horror and a terror that the world will never forget. Let us not forget that the undesirables were the main target by a political group. I hope that we never repeat our past. But nothing is new under the sun. Please do your own research. Don't take everything I've said for granted. I do apologize for my language. I do not apologize for the material. Everything that I've told you is true. Should you believe it is your own choice. Should you prepare, that's your own choice. I pray the hand of God stays over you and your family. I pray the hand of God stays over this country. We are going to go through dark times. Be prepared. Stay prayed up. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.